May we be helped to commence our worship of God by singing hymn 253 to the tune Titherton, number 78. To Canaan art thou bound, walk on in Jesus' might. But mark, the way is holy ground, and needs a heart upright. Lord, give me a single sight, and make it strong and clear, so will my soul be full of light, and feel the Saviour near. Hymn 253.
Thank you. Let us turn for our reading to the prophecy of Jeremiah, reading chapter 29. The prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah king of Judah sent unto Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Because ye have said, The Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon, know that thus saith the Lord, of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, and an astonishment, and an hissing, and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them. because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them. But ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab, the son of Kaliah, and of Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed villainy in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know and am a witness, saith the Lord. Thus shalt thou also speak to Shemaiah the Nehelamite, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that ye should be officers in the house of the Lord. For every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent unto us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, send to all them of the captivity, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his seed. He shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, saith the Lord, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord. May the Lord bless his holy word of truth and grant us help to pray. O thou great and almighty God, call upon thy holy, most holy, holy, holy name. All we do come before thy majesty. We come as vile, needy, sinners before thee. Sinners in need, O Lord, of thy mercy, and sinners in need of power. And Lord, oh, we do come to such a King, and Lord, we pray in thy great and infinite mercy Thou art not that passest by or leave us this day, O Lord, to ourselves. Or we do pray that we may know thy divine favour. Pray we may know those compassions which fail not. Oh, those that are new every morning. Or we pray we may know thy condescension. Thou wilt look down from heaven. As I not said unto this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. And thou knowest, O Lord, as we come before thee, that without thee we can do nothing. Thou knowest how utterly dependent we are upon thee for everything in this world, temporal, and Lord, above all, spiritual. There is not one thing we can do without thee. And truly in thee we live and move and have our being. Oh, then, God Almighty, we seek, O Lord, as we consider at the prayer meeting, to truly pour out our heart before thee and tell thee all the truth of our malady. Lord, the solemn state that we're found in by nature. We are here all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses as filthy rags. And, O Lord, we are poor and needy. Need thee, O Lord, to come and wash us in thy precious blood and pardon our sins. We need thee to clothe us in thy righteousness. We may have, Lord, a title, O Lord, and all that we may have that, O Lord, to stand in before the Almighty at the last day. O God Almighty, then, be gracious to us. And may we poor sinners know something this day, O Lord, of thy great salvation. Could it please thee, or make it known to us. Pray that we may be brought to know thee, O Lord Jesus, whom to know is life eternal. And that we may be saved, O Lord, from all our fears. And that we, O Lord, may know something of the power of thy resurrection. Or to raise us up, Lord, above our sins and above ourselves and above this world. O Lord, thou who hast overcome sin and death and hell. May we know the power and virtue of thy name. And thou who art that exalted Saviour. And O Lord, who belongeth, unto whom belongeth all power and honour and glory. Oh, could it please thee then, Lord, through thy own name this day to, Lord, do us good. For thou canst not deny thyself. And Lord, thou hast said, whatsoever we shall ask in thy name, thou wilt do it. Oh, we do plead then, Lord, as we are this morning, vile, vile, needy sinners before thee, we plead the name and the merits of Jesus. Plead the merits of that one who stands between in garments dyed in blood. And pray, O Lord, and plead we may know and receive mercy through him. May there be, Lord, those divine touches this day, we pray thee, for poor sinners in thy house. May they not come in vain. Oh, everyone with a case, everyone who knows their need, oh, Lord, do meet that, we pray. May there be meat in thine house, strengthen us out of Zion. Oh, we pray there may be those portions, there may be that gleaning in the house of God. You may come into thy field here this day and glean a little truth for our needy soul, the truth as it is in Jesus, and take it unto ourselves by the Holy Spirit, and beat it out. And Lord, find the precious truth that coucheth beneath. Oh, Lord, to know thee, precious truth that only thou canst reveal. Pray that thou wouldst do our souls good and feed us with the bread of life, and that we may be made fat, O Lord, with the goodness of the gospel. O Lord, the oil and wine of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Could it please thee then, Lord, have mercy. For we know the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. And, O Lord, it is not, O Lord, what we say, but it is thy mercy to grant a little living spring, O Lord. And thou hast the words of eternal life. So do come, we pray thee. Lord, set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. May we be fed and watered. O God Almighty, thou knowest the words, O Lord, that we shall consider together. Give us a heart, we pray, to receive the word. And give us eyes, O Lord, open the eyes of our understanding. We may know and understand the truth and the will of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, and that we may be edified and strengthened and built up. Keep us from our own thoughts, we pray. Have mercy upon us. We plead, O Lord, for those here then who gathered in thy house, bless them. O Lord, thou knowest the needs of each one. Send none empty away, we pray. We also pray for those unable to be with us this day. For whatever it means, Lord, some away on holiday, we know. And Lord, whatever they are, we pray that thou watch over them, remember them, and bless them. Bless everyone who usually is found in thy house, and those in affliction and sickness. Do remember them, we pray thee, with those with infirmities and various afflictions upon them. Help them in these things. We pray for all who normally gather here. Bless the little ones and children, and those growing up and going out into life. O Lord, have mercy upon them, we plead. How we would bring before thee, Lord, the little ones, and pray that thou wouldst hedge around their way. How we do pray thou wouldst keep them from evil, that it might not grieve them. And we pray that they may know thee, even whilst young. Manifest thyself to them, we pray thee. Be very merciful to them. We pray this for every one, Lord, every one in the house of God here, every one we're acquainted with. All we do let thy kingdom come, we plead. And deliver souls from going down into the pit, that their life may see the light. Oh, have mercy upon them. Almighty God, remember all in the various burdens of the way. Help them. Those who need direction, do direct them. And Lord, those in the evening time of life, help them, we pray thee, as they know those increasing infirmities and the grasshopper, as it were, becoming a burden. O Lord, help and uphold and be with them. We remember the dear pastor away from this people to watch over him and keep him safely, help him in his labours this day in Wiltshire, and pray that thou wouldst help him in all his labours here especially. May he know those times of real help, and may the brethren and dear friends who meet, Lord, know those times. May there be those times of refreshing, and may they still be encouraged that the Lord is amongst them. O Lord, we pray that thou hast blessed the church and blessed them with thy fear and that true spirit of unity and that peace in Christ Jesus. And do, Lord, grant that they may be helped in all matters. and the deacons to help them, we pray, and strengthen them in their office and help them to be faithful in these things. And Lord, we would return thanks to thee for thy many mercies. Another Sabbath day is with us. We've each been granted journeying mercies and health and strength to be found again in thy house. We thank thee for this. We thank thee for the word of God, the word of the gospel. We thank thee for a throne of grace. How unworthy we are for all these things daily given us. We thank thee for thy mercy above all that endureth forever. Even thank thee for Christ, who thou hast sent, who is indeed the Saviour of the lost. O Lord, our mercies are great. We would thank thee for all thy goodness. O Lord, we thank thee for the harvest that has been gathered in. Pray anything yet remaining may yet be gathered. In these things we would record thy mercy and faithfulness to the earth and to all men, man and beast. O Lord, we pray that thou remember all the gatherings together of thy people as they meet this day, and pray it may be a good day in Zion. Pray that thou, Lord, stand by those who labour in thy name, as thou dost send out more labourers, and we do pray for it. Do send out more labourers into thy harvest. The harvest is great, the labourers are few, and we plead with thee for it. Something only thou canst do. Lord, as thou dost, and thou hast in recent years, so we pray that thou wilt, O Lord, stand by them. Grant, O Lord, thy word through them to thy people. Grant then, we pray, also that hearing ear and that heart to receive the word. Pray also that we may be made doers of the word, not hearers only. Thy word may live and abide within us, bringing forth fruit and eternal life. So do bless the gatherings of thy people. Bless thy Zion, thy one church. Lord, those we know, we pray for. O Lord, remember thy remnant. Grant us that right spirit, that we, O Lord, may have that right humility granted us. That we, Lord, may be true worshippers of thee and followers of thee. Forgive all that thou seest amiss in Zion and in our own hearts. O Lord, the proud and haughty spirit, we pray, forgive. Worldly spirit, the unbelief, Lord, all these things, may we pray as exhorted that thou take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We do pray for thy suffering church in the earth. We especially remember those in Middle Eastern countries who are in great fear of their lives and in places of war and conflict and where they are destitute of basic necessities. Oh God Almighty, we pray, remember them and have mercy upon them there. And indeed, in our own land, and Lord, wherever thy people are, knowest thy word says that they that live godly shall suffer persecution. May we each be granted grace, O Lord, to take up our cross and follow thee. Please have mercy upon us then. We look to thee. We ask that thou wilt have mercy on this guilty land and those who rule over us. Come to us, we pray then this day, that we may be helped, O Lord, to lose sight of everything unnecessary, inferior. O God Almighty, to that one thing needful. Pray that we may be in the Spirit. And pray that we may be Help to consider, Lord, our great need and thy great salvation. Come and speak to our hearts, we ask. Bless us in thy house and get glory to thy name. For we would plead every mercy for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that, God willing, our pastor will preach here on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day, when the ordinance of the Lord's Supper will be observed during the morning service. And on Friday evening we hold our monthly prayer meeting. The collection taken last Lord's Day amounted to £430, and the donations for the month in the general fund £634.36, in the maintenance fund £445, and in the benevolent fund £215. We desire to thank the friends for their willing giving and to acknowledge the Lord's mercies in it. May we now be helped to continue our worship by singing hymn 943 to the tune Mansa 364. The God of grace delights to hear the plaintive cry, the humble prayer, nor shall the weakest saint complain that he has sought the Lord in vain. A bleeding Christ is all they plead, and all that guilty sinners need, in whose dear name their fervent cries before the Lord like incense rise. Hymn 943.
the Lord is pleased to grant to us his help, let us turn to the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 29, and to verses 11 to 13. Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah, along with other of the true prophets of the Lord, knew that it was the Lord's will that 70 years must be accomplished at Babylon. And they knew this was the Lord's judgment over all their sins. And it was in the spirit of true submission that Jeremiah exhorted the godly to so build houses and buy lands and sow them that they may prosper in the land where the Lord would have them carried captive. The godly then were granted that spirit of submission, but there was, on the other hand, the false prophets, some of whom we've read, and the ungodly who rebelled against the word of God. But the problem with the spirit in Israel in general was that they had not a right heart to really seek the Lord, to really ask that the Lord would search them out, like Jeremiah says in his Lamentations, it is, search and try our ways, and turn again unto the Lord our God. No, they ignored and they turned a deaf ear to every reproof, though the Lord had sent his prophets, rising up early and sending them. The Lord, who is slow to wrath, slow to anger, also early to warn them and to counsel them of the impending dangers, yet they would not hear, they would not hearken, neither did they generally have a heart to really ask the God of heaven to take away all iniquity and receive them graciously. For they still would have their idols and still would have their sins and set them up, as we read in Ezekiel, all their abominations. They would set them up in secret, even the elders of the land, and those who were esteemed amongst the people, the priests. All they had their idols hidden, though it perhaps deep in the house of God, all away from sight. Yes, which speaks of the wickedness of man's heart. Deep in the heart, you see, their heart was not right with God. And how indeed we have a reproof, you see, in one sense here in this. For we read in the Psalms how often Israel, their heart was not right with God, and they were not steadfast in his covenant. But they would have their idols as well as God. And we must confess, is it not true with us, that we have a heart which is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked? Who can know it? And indeed, how much we would have the world as well as God. Or we would have those flesh pots of Egypt as well as the heavenly manna, which is typical of Christ. You see, we would have both. Both, yes, perhaps there's not that real, that right sincerity in our heart, that we, as we have it here in our text, search for him with all our heart. No, he is not our whole trust. Neither is he our whole desire. But there are, you see, those lurking evils where we want something else besides. Oh, then we have to fall under the reproof really here, as well as the blessing, you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Yes, they had not, you see, that heart prior to the captivity. And the Lord had to send it upon them, so they may realize from whence all their blessings came. How they despised that good and pleasant land, and they despised the God who gave it. Oh, they had so many blessings, and yet they did not acknowledge where they came from. So many mercies. They lived in a land of flowed milk and honey. They inherited cities they had not built. It was all promise. It was all promise and all the goodness of God. And they didn't acknowledge it. Oh, then the Lord must reprove them and show them. And indeed, how they also departed from him and sought to unto those cisterns that could hold no water. Or forsake the fountain, God himself, the fountain of all goodness. But they had not, I say, a heart to truly seek him. Well, it is not a picture then of the heart of man by nature. Is it not a picture of your heart? You see, even the believer will find that the good that he word he does not, and that he is, yes, still in possession of a carnal nature. The apostle said, didn't he, that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. And is it not our sins that have sold us? It's that old carnal man. That carnal man that is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That man of sin which is in us, or which is. And you've a carnal nature too that fights with all its hellish might against the God of your delight. And you will have all the while you're found in this world, because though the work of grace is in essence perfect, yet it is not in perfect exercise here. We would never find perfection this side of the grave. We'll have that old man and long for the redemption of our body. Long and groan in these tents of death, that we may be made completely perfect. Yes, but we find a carnal nature here. What does this carnal nature seek? It seeks worldly things, earthly things. It's the lust of the eye, and the lust of the world, and the pride of life. And the Apostle John tells us that these things are not of the Father. They're not of his kingdom. And that the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. Oh, and therefore, says the apostle, if we live after the flesh, we shall die. If we seek these things, It will be death, death. Well, how we will prove it true, really, in a general sense, that those who seek shall find. If we seek earthly, worldly things, we'll find death. Yet, the seeking in our text, of course, is to seek that eternal life. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Well, how does this come about then in the experience of the believer? The Lord teaches him his vast need. He's taught his emptiness and his poverty. He's taught how lost he is and how far away he is from God and how much he needs to be saved, and yet he can't bring himself back. He can't bring himself to that salvation. And so he is found a seeker. He is found as the psalmist who, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. When shall I appear before God? Can you find something of that desire in your own heart, even this morning? Though your iniquities have carried you away, though you're in a place of captivity through sin, sold under sin, you've sold yourself for naught, yet crying out for God, for the living God and his salvation, and waiting upon God to save you from your sins, deliver you from all your captivities. Oh, how then this heart is given, and it's a new heart, that heart which seeks after God. Yes, it's that work of grace, and it sometimes is imperceptible. But those real desires, you would be right, you would be free from sin and all its yoke and bondage. Oh, you would have God, you would have Christ. This is the new man. This is what we read of in Ezekiel. You see, a new heart will I give thee, and a new spirit will I put within thee. The Lord, to take away the stony heart and grant that heart that really seeks the Lord. Oh, then how we here read, you shall search for me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Well, I do believe there is an exhortation here. And there is instruction here to sinners. And if we feel indeed a reproof upon our soul, if our iniquities have carried us away, if we know the bondage of sin, there's no use ignoring it and carrying on as though we were not in trouble. There's no use laughing it off or putting it off through business and activity. You know, we must be granted the spirit of mourning. The Lord will pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication. For they that mourn alone shall be comforted. But is there not a woe to that one who... Woe unto him that laughs, you see, now, and who's full now. Oh, better to be in the house of mourning, we read in Ecclesiastes, than in the house of feasting. Yes, it's a constant seeking of the Lord, and it must be, and the Lord will have it to be with all the heart. You see, there is nothing trifling in the kingdom of heaven. Every blessing we receive is a great blessing. and that we will be brought to realise it. Therefore, to seek the Lord with all your heart. Yes, broken heart, says the hymn writer, but not divided. No, with all your heart. But I say this is a great mercy. Now, it doesn't mean that we will find a heart free from indwelling sin. But it speaks here of sincerity. Going to the Lord and calling upon him, groaning before him, crying out unto him hourly, every day, and being true beggars at his door, and not a mere cold petition and leaving it, but to pray and watch, to watch and pray, to really mean what we say, and to really petition the God of heaven. Yes, as we come before the Most High, to bring our petitions, and realizing what a great favor it is that there is a throne of grace to come to, a place to pour out our heart at, or even the throne of his grace, the mercy seat, which is Jesus Christ. Well, the Lord loves these seekers. He loves these seekers. He says, they that seek me early shall find me. And here you see there is an encouragement. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Well, I say there is nothing here of a nature in which we, in our earthly selves, can do this. I say, have I not said that your earthly nature is carnal and opposite and seeks earthly things, sinful things? But this is the exhortation to that new man, that new heart, for those who really have God's grace. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Well, I say there is a reproof here. Do we not read of the sluggard and the slothful in the Proverbs? The slothful man says, there's a lion in the streets. Yes, the sluggard will not plough by reason of the cold. And do we not read of passing by the vineyard of the sluggard, how the wise man considered it as he saw it all grown over with thorns? Yes, a little sleep and a little folding of the hands together. And so thy poverty cometh as one that travelleth. Oh, you see this spirit of sloth. And the slothful man desireth and hath nothing. But the diligent soul shall be filled. Oh, then we have there, you see, great need to rise up and seek God. I mean, it is so in a natural sense. We are not to here, you see, to waste our lives. We are in this world indeed to be diligent. And we read that whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. This is glorying to God who has made us, made in the image of God. But when it comes to spiritual things, all to seek his salvation, to be diligent in the things of God. For the promise here, this is the promise, and ye shall seek me and find me. Well, the Lord Jesus, how he said, seek and ye shall find. She asked and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And there was indeed every reason for these poor captives to seek the Lord. Every reason. And for the Lord would hear them. He says, and I will hearken unto you. Now this is a great mercy. A great mercy. We read, I say, those solemn psalms of the children of Israel's wanderings. And yet we have this word, I believe, in Psalm 106. Nevertheless, I will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When I hear it, I will answer thee. Oh, the Lord hears the cry of his people in affliction. Did he not hear the groanings of the children of Israel under their bondage in Egypt? He heard their groanings. What a mercy. How the Lord hears the groanings of the prisoner now. All those who have got themselves into some solemn places, God heard their groanings. And yet it was a season, wasn't it, that they were in bondage there. The Lord allowed it to go on for a season. And we indeed may find it ourselves. And what can we say to these things? Put our mouth in the dust. Yes, whereas I believe the prophet says, I'll bear the indignation of the Lord, for I have sinned against him. But the Lord heard their groaning. And of course, the oppressions of Satan. Oh, the groanings. The groanings of the Lord's people in a strange land. Oh, perhaps you I've known what it is then for her iniquities to carry away to a strange land. You've gone after strange flesh. You've turned aside. You see, we read of Moses, and although in a different sense, but Moses, why he said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. And that, of course, was curiosity, perhaps, in God's ordering. But how the child of God says, I'll turn aside and I'll see this and I'll do this, and they get themselves into a strange land. Oh, it's not then as you thought, is it? Not a land flowing milk and honey. No, it's a land of death and destruction. But he says, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else. And those that are afar off upon the sea, like Jonah, perhaps, deep, 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 down in the oceans. He there was in the fish's belly, in a very dark and miserable and stinking place. Oh, how he found to be cut off. Cut off all his rebellion against God. And yet there he was given a heart to seek God. You see, then shall ye call upon me. And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I'll hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Then. It was only then, wasn't it? When Jonah was finally there, in that place of captivity, in the fish's belly, that he really sought the Lord and said, I'll look again toward thy holy temple. Can we not think of David? David and his transgression and his sin with Bathsheba. Boy, he went on sinning with a high hand month after month. Yes, his heart was not right with God. He committed adultery and then he instigated murder. And all that while until the prophet Nathan came and said, thou art the man, thou art the man. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. We also read in the Psalms with Israel again, when he slew them, then they sought him. They sought early after God. Well, we realise why then sometimes the Lord's dealings with us go against us. Sometimes we feel solemn things in our hearts and drying up and a hardness. Why? It is the Lord speaking. How much we need him. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I'll hearken unto you. You see, few if any come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. It is a great and infinite mercy, you see, if the Lord teaches us our need. He doesn't just leave us in sin and leave us far away, but makes you feel your need. It was God's infinite mercy to Jonah. He didn't just cast him off and let him do what he would. Go where he wanted. Spend his life in Tarshish. I believe there, you see, we know how the kings, is it Jehoshaphat who sought to send ships to Tarshish, a place, it seems, the most wealthy place, where perhaps there was gold and other things. Oh, you see how the Lord frustrates these things with his people. They can't have them. They're not allowed them. It's because he loves them. He's loved them with an everlasting love. Yes, he won't let them have the portion of the wicked because he is his people's portion. The people own him as such. Thou art my portion, O Lord. Our portion then is not in this world, is it? If we're the Lord's people. This is not our rest. It is polluted. It will destroy us. This is not our kingdom. It's not an everlasting kingdom here. Nothing here that can really satisfy us. But it is to find our all in the Lord. And the Lord Jesus himself to be our beloved, our husband, our friend. Oh, then the Lord's dealings to bring us nigh himself. It is the Lord's mercy then, isn't it? When we are brought to these places. Yes, and to remember as Israel did in the land of their captivity, that they remembered the name of the Lord and they remembered their own evil ways. We have the account of how Daniel, as well as other godlies, Jeremiah of course himself, but Daniel there in the land of captivity, how he sought the God of heaven, you see. Then shall you call upon me. There, you see, in a strange land, how he read in books and understood it was God's will they should be in that land 70 years, and he confessed these sins of Israel and Judah, the sins of his fathers and his own sins. Confusion of face be unto us, he said, unto us confusion of face, unto thee forgiveness is. And how, yes, a man greatly beloved, the Lord heard him. But you see how the Lord, why there were raised up those praying souls at this time, then shall you call upon me. Is this not then the Lord's reason many of his solemn dealings, and indeed it is a great evidence of grace where this Spirit is with us. We are really praying to him and seeking him and searching for him with all our heart. Doesn't mean that we're always going to feel full, and indeed this is so opposite. It is a blessed thing to want. You see, a blessed thing to hunger and thirst after righteousness. The old man doesn't want to be needy. Even the literal beggar does not want to be needy. It's not a comfortable thing. But you see, it's a blessed thing. And therefore, where this Spirit is given, all there is the real work of God, then shall you call upon me. And there is the promise as well, the promise of God's blessing, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me. Well, perhaps then this word it may be a word of exhortation, correction, or but a word of encouragement. For the Lord is faithful to his own word of truth. And we are thankful for the wills, the I wills in the word of God, the I wills and the shalls. The promises of God which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. That all that seek shall find. They shall find. Yes. Oh, how perhaps Satan tempts us to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. He says, there is no use, the Lord delayeth his coming. Mocks us perhaps at the throne of grace. Sometimes you might find it hard going in prayer. You might not find that access you would. Sometimes have to come before the Lord so cold and so dead and far away. You attempt that it's no use calling upon God in such a way, such a frame as that. You see, the word here, it is to call upon him in every condition. As hymn writer says, make known to him thy worst condition. Ever on thy captain call him, make thy worst condition known. He shall hold thee up when falling, or shall lift thee up when down. We mustn't just pray when we feel a heart to pray. Oh, we mustn't just pray when we feel liberty. We should come before the Lord and tell him continually, you see, ever seeking him. Tell him all your complaint. Yes, and this seeking is not an easy thing. But precious faith will say, and it will say through it all, that whatever I am, God is faithful. He says, "Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Well, do we know then something of this spirit? Yes, and I say, you will find something in you, your old man of sin, which would not be found waiting upon God. And you'll find at times prayer to be the hardest thing. The hardest thing. Why, it's easier, isn't it, to go and do something practical or anything worldly and earthly. It's very easy. But waiting upon God is hard. Well, the exhortation, "My soul, wait thou only upon God." And of course, this seeking is in all our ways. In all our ways. And it is calling upon him in all things, with all your heart. Are there some things which you think you can manage, and you need not seek the Lord in? It's those things that you will fall in and fail in. And you won't have God's blessing in it. You won't find him in it. You'll find it to be a snare to you, death to you. But if we seek the Lord in everything, we shall find him in those things. Doesn't matter what it is. Oh, commit thy way unto the Lord. He will direct thy paths. You'll have him in it. You'll find him in it. And this is the blessing then, isn't it, to seek to bring before the Lord all our way. It's a wonderful thing when the Lord is with us in all things. But who can deny they have not put their own hand to things? Gone doing things without prayer, without really, honestly, with the whole heart seeking him. Heart not made honest and sincere, not really asking God's blessing. Shall it prosper, says the Lord? Shall it prosper? Yes, because secretly we want our own way, our own will is uppermost. We chalk down those white lines and pray God to walk in it. That's not then with all our heart. God is a great sovereign. Oh, how we are brought to stand in awe of him, you see, in his dealings. And they in the captivity here, they were totally surprised and stood in awe of God, what God had done. They'd never thought of it, some of them. And the holy people of God could be carried away captive. How he displayed his mighty power and sovereignty. Oh, then, this is the God with whom we have to do. Oh, he must be all in all. Yes, and so we have the word, "When ye shall search for me with all your heart." Well, we do need to put away, and the Lord give us grace to do so. It's grace that's needed here. Grace to put away our own thoughts, our own thoughts, our own reasons, drive away from us all the wickedness within us, the plague of self-pity and pouring over our pathway, and all those sins and evils. It's to seek the Lord with all your heart. All what the Lord would have us to do, where he'd have us to go. And really, it's to seek him, it's to seek Christ and his glorious salvation. This is the Lord's will then. And how we need that heart of grace to be given us for the Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Therefore, every reason to come before the God of heaven and pour out your heart before him. Because he has blessings to give. And I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Well, we'll leave the word there this morning. Amen.
May you be helped to conclude by singing hymn 1056, to June Mayford, 367. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Ah, bring a wretched wanderer home, and to thy footstool let me come, and tell thee all my grief and pain, and wait, and look again. Hymn 1056.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us and abide with us. Amen.